Welcome to the sixth episode of the third season of Hyper Talks, and thank you to Beppo Studios for letting us record here. I'm your host, Jonathan Kevin. With me is my co-host, Tobin Siddesmith.
Hello.
And our guest today is Caroline Rundqvist.
Hi.
She is the director of cybersecurity at PwC Sweden. And before that, she was a business development manager and senior consultant at 4C Strategies.
Yes.
So that's quite the background. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your everyday life, what you do for PwC, and some of maybe the bigger projects you've been working on the past 6 months?
What I do is that I help a lot of companies. I am specialized and work mostly within banks and insurance companies. So I help them work to strengthen their resilience. I would say that like 90% of what we do is that we work proactive, trying to set up processes and IT environments and crisis management processes that if they were to have a breach or an incident, they are ready to handle that and also minimize the risk of having a breach. I also spend quite some time when companies have had like a massive breach or an incident, we can go in and support them with crisis management. And I lead a team of 35 people at PwC, specialized in IT security. They work with ethical hacking. So they try to hack into companies' IT environments, seeing, okay, so here you have weaknesses. Here we can get into your environment, because if we can get in, that means that other people can get in as well. And then we help them like strengthen and build their resilience based on that.
Ethical hacking, definitely something we'll touch later on in the show today.
Yeah.
First, I would propose a check-in. Jonathan has a question today to start us off.
Yeah, and the question is, if you had a remote control with only one button that controlled something in your life, what would that button do? So I can start. I'd probably want to shut off having to go to the bathroom or anxiety. I think they're equal in stress.
Interesting.
For me.
Huh. Mine's a bit simpler. I just want a find locationer for my wallet. I have it for my phone.
Oh, yes.
And now I need it for my wallet. I lost my wallet like a couple weeks ago. I found it, thankfully, but I need one of those, I realized.
I want more bodily, and you want more for
external,
your wallet.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a hard one. Can I have like a play button where I can play like my favorite song?
Yeah.
Is that too wide?
I think
isn't that Spotify?
I think
can I have the app Spotify? Because I want that then.
Yes, you can have that.
Thank you.
You can
very
have a button
much.
That does that.
All right, let's jump in right into some fundamentals of cybersecurity, just to give a bit of a background to some of our listeners.
Yep.
As I understand it, cybersecurity is made up of three components: threat, vulnerability, and risk. I was wondering if you could speak to each of these points and maybe differentiate between them for us.
I'm going to start with threat.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important to work with threat and understand what kind of threats you, your organization, you as a person are exposed to. Because I think that due to the development within digitalization in total, there is no longer a possibility to have like resilience all over the place. You have to look at, okay, so what kind of threats are we exposed to? And we have to work with our resilience in those kind of areas. Because otherwise it will be inefficient, it will be like so costly, and it's not going to be productive, I think. So threat, I would say, is something that is very real that you are exposed to. Risk is more theoretical, because you can have a lot of risks that you are exposed to, and the risk of something happening may or may not happen. So that is more theoretical one, I would say. And then vulnerability, that is your weaknesses. And those aren't really always so easy to... It's not always easy knowing where you have your weaknesses. So I think that having like a third party looking into that or trying to hack into